At the end of the podcast, we've got an interview with Brothers Osborne. They've got a brand new song out you're going to love, and a lot of cool Corona talk with them. Now, not Corona like, oh, we should live in fear. We need vaccines. We need none of that. It's all about music and life through Corona. So don't worry about getting overloaded with all the crazy negativity and stuff. Then we talked to Runaway June. They've had a huge change. They've lost a member and gained a member. So they'll tell you about all that at the end of the podcast, right after the closing jingle.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Can I pick that dog?
No,
he's sleeping. Can I pick that dog?
Yeah, there we go. There's our gold for this week. It's not even one from the show. It was one from TikTok and all that other stuff. By the way, the podcast is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, our friends at O'Reilly. Better parts, better prices every day, and we want to welcome you to the program. Hello there, everyone. My name is Bubba. That is Patrick over there. Carson has stuck herself in the other studio, if I'm not mistaken, and Big D is over there. Hello, Big D.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Excited for a holiday weekend, a little long weekend for everybody.
What a good time. We had Craig Morgan on the show today, and it was insane. Like, it was the first time we had a performer performing live in the studio since COVID-19 began. And yeah, it was, or at least the lockdowns and all that. It was great, man. He stepped it up. He did his thing, and it was everything I could have imagined it should have been. It was great.
It was good, man. And, you know, he came in and no mask. He was so ticked because he had just gotten the test for the antibodies, and he was negative, meaning that he's not had it before.
And he was around a bunch of people, like 13 people.
Who had it.
Recently. Months ago.
Yeah, months ago. But still, the point is, he was like, yeah, I had it, man. I was around 13 people, and they all, every single one of them got positive. Maybe he's like got a superpower, and he's immune to everything.
I mean, if you look at him, he looks pretty dang healthy.
Yeah.
If there's anybody that the virus is like, I'm not going to mess with him, it's probably Craig.
Craig.
I pet that dog.
We talked a little bit about Luke Combs is now his neighbor, and they've been hanging out a little bit. I bet that's a fun conversation.
Dude, I would like to be all their neighbors. because I've gone to Craig's house to shoot before and stuff. Like, here's the one thing I will tell anyone. Don't ever stalk Craig Morgan. Because you will not end up alive.
No.
The ending will not be good. This guy has, he's got a fortress, and you will not survive the attempt. So don't even think about it.
He's got to be the ultimate prepper, at least that I know.
Dude,
I don't know anyone who's more,
you can't,
there are some who are more, but
I know,
you
but
can't
I know.
Get on his property without him knowing it. You can't get on it without him knowing it. That's all I'm going to say. It's great. Love that. Love that guy.
Is it just me or has this been a long week?
It's been a long week. I'm too. Well, you know, I talked to someone earlier and they're like, yeah, can't wait to get back to work. And I'm like, yeah, well, we've been doing it the entire time.
Yeah. Good for
you. And there have been a lot of people who also have been doing the same thing, but
not many in radio.
Yeah, not
in radio.
Not many
most
in
people
radio.
Are doing it from the comfort of their homes.
So okay. Dumb.
Piddly from the comfort of their home.
Dude, no one else is. Well, you know, some are going in, because no one else is there. You know, so
right, because no one else is there.
So some do it away, and then another shift comes in, and they do it at the studio, and then some. You know what I mean? Some.
Mm-hmm. I bet Evan comes in every day.
Yeah, he does. Hey, he has too, man. He's been at it, man. But you know, it's.
I fear that there's a lot of people who stayed home out of this that have proven that they weren't really needed. You know what I mean? Like, I'm worried that a lot of people who stayed home because of, you know, fear, or I can do it. I can telecommunicate or whatever. My fear is that they're basically showing their hand, and their bosses are going to be like,
Talked to a lady who cut my hair, man. And she said that the boss, the guy who owned the place there, it's like Great Clips or whatever, said, hey, I'm going to continue paying your health insurance. I'm going to continue giving your health insurance, and then I'm going to ask that, you know, you come back and work whenever you can, you know, when we open back up. And so many of them said, nah, I'm not, because...
Yeah, they make decent money staying at home.
Yeah,
yeah. I got a buddy of mine who's got the same thing. He can't hire people. If you look around, it's interesting because we have insane unemployment numbers. But if you look around, every building, every business, they have a sign saying "now hiring." Well, there's two signs. There's one that says "now hiring," or it'll say "closed forever." That's the other sad part of this whole thing, is that a lot of businesses won't come back. And it's not the big ones that are failing. It's the little ones. It's the mom and pops, the people who scrape by, all those little family restaurants. Look, the restaurant business is not a high profit business to begin with. Their margins are pretty tight. And this right here it's been the death knell for so many. It's crazy. I wish we could go back and do it all over again and, you know, try it a different way. You ever get that little time machine, hit the reset button? It'd be great.
It'd be great. What are you doing? Are you staying around here?
Yeah, it's my wife's grandmother's birthday this weekend, so I have been instructed that we will not be traveling, and we will be visiting with her. And she, of course, is petrified of the whole thing because she hasn't been around people in, you know, a while. So it's going to be a mask-on affair to celebrate her birthday, which is going to make drinking and eating very difficult.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
I went to install a computer at her house, and, you know, it's a mask on glove thing, and I brought little coffee in. So I go to take a sip, and I hit the mask. I just forgot that I had the mask on. And I'm like, dummy.
Yeah, man, I don't wear the mask out. We talked about this off the air earlier this morning after the show. You know, a lot of people that try to make you feel guilty for, you know.
Shame on you for not taking my health into consideration.
Man, I'm like, man, you know what? You're way more of a dangerous place in getting this back when nobody was wearing the mask. Remember March? You didn't have a mask on. You were way more susceptible to it then than now. I think that's my opinion.
Like the big peak push, whatever you want to call them. I don't know if you're any more or any less susceptible, but I think you know, the whole idea of the masks was, it's weird. I think it's a control thing. Like we're going to keep people afraid by having everybody wear a mask because it makes you feel like we're in a movie. You know, you're walking around, you see all the masks everywhere, and you feel like, oh, things are terrible. This is unprecedented times and all that, which they are, and they could have been. And I know a lot of people have died, and a lot of people are sick, and I understand that. So I don't want anybody saying that it's not a hoax. COVID-19 is real. But I also don't know if it's really as bad as we expected it to be. I'm glad we prepared, and I'm glad that we're able to lock down for the 14 days to slow things down. Originally, think about it. That was the whole thing. We're going to slow things down so the healthcare system doesn't get overwhelmed. We did that.
Yep, flatten the curve.
We did. We flattened the curve. And now we do have to get back to living because that's, you know, now we have gotten the PPE and we've got ventilators and we've got the stuff that we need. And hopefully we can move forward. At my house, we are. That's kind of where we're at. We're just moving it forward.
Anyway,
dude, Randy on Facebook just said, hey, from Japan, guys, I got to hang out with you whenever you were at Camp Zama. That is awesome.
Hey, what's up, Randy?
That is way cool. Big shout out to you, Randy.
Cool dude, man.
Oh, is that Randy with the shoes? It's Randy with the blue shoes. Randy had the best shoe game in all of Japan.
Dude.
Oh, dude, that's Randy.
I love Randy. Randy was in charge of making sure we didn't get lost or get arrested. Or
he was.
He's the one who ordered our Starbucks. Remember, I was like having headaches. I hadn't had my four shots of espresso in like 48 hours because I'm
caffeine withdrawal headaches.
Because I'm fat and a loser.
Oh, by the way, Randy, Bubba is now the biggest bidet fanatic.
Oh yeah,
in the world.
Oh yeah,
Randy turned.
Randy tried to tell us, y'all don't know. Need to get you a bidet, heated toilet seat, the whole thing.
Yeah, and I'm having one put in here. I'm so excited about it. Man, I've got it at the house.
I don't want to share.
You told me 2 weeks ago.
I'm not sharing a bidet with you.
You don't touch anything.
I don't care.
It sprays.
It's still nasty.
It's not nasty.
Like, man, this is
It is so much cleaner.
Keep that at your house, man.
Me and Craig Morgan talked about it. Craig Morgan is a bidet fan.
Well, then that changes everything.
Dude, look, I'm telling you, once you have it and you use it all the time, when you go somewhere that doesn't have a bidet attachment to the toilet or a bidet seat or whatever, man, you feel dirty. You feel dirty. You just feel like, you know what? I ain't doing nothing spreading this around. I mean, it's like putting spackle on a wall. You're just smoothing it out.
Oh, man,
I'm just telling you. Get a bidet. Dude, I'm like a little kid. I get excited because I'll hit the bidet and I'll move around a little bit, get all the spots, you know, all that stuff. And then you do your maintenance dry wipe, whatever. Right. And everything is clean. You're like, there ain't nothing there.
Yeah, no one else is here either. No one's listening after hearing you.
I'm just saying, get a bidet,
started
people.
With spackle.
All right, happy Memorial Day, everybody.
No, get a bidet.
Have a great
weekend.
Go America.
Runaway June and Brothers Osborne.
It is a life changer. I'm telling you, get one. Randy just said, wow.
Yeah.
So I feel
that's right, Randy. Wow's about right. That's about the way we feel. Wow.
How appropriate on the day that Craig's here for the USO and AFN, and we get a message from Randy.
Hey, Randy, we haven't heard from you in a year. A year.
That's cool.
So great. Oh, show Randy. Randy, look at this,
look
man.
At Randy.
Look who's in
Tanuki!
Here.
Tanuki!
Tanuki is
he's
in
still
the
here.
House.
He just hangs out in his studio being ugly with his.
He's so not ugly. He's beautiful. The cutest little Tanuki on the planet.
Tanuki kind of ugly.
Okay. No, he's not.
That's what we bought that at Zama, right? That was where the big trade show. Yeah,
no.
That was it.
Yeah.
Was
no,
it?
We didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where we got that.
That was
it's in the gym
that
or
was
whatever.
At the Army base.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool. I enjoyed that. Like a little, I don't know, what do you call that? Like a swap shop trade show kind of thing?
Yeah.
It was like a big giant once a year.
Yeah, we just happened to be there that
flea
day.
Market on base.
Awesome.
I feel for Patrick. He's been over there putting some fires out in between
God.
All of this.
What you
I told
with?
Didn't I say? I called it too, didn't I?
Yeah.
What you dealing with?
Oh,
can you talk about
we had a video we posted and we had to pull it down about Craig Morgan visit. So we after this, we'll have to post it again.
Yeah, I've got to make some edits.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
that's all good, man.
It's fine, except that I sent a press release to 25 people saying, look at this video, and then the link in it is dead. So I'm
just
like,
resend it. Just resend it. Say there is something wrong with the other one.
I will. I don't have a choice.
But yeah.
So.
Yeah, so I have to edit that pretty quick there. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
All right. What about you guys? What are you planning for? I know you're saying you're alluding to the fact that you want to wrap this up pretty quick.
I've got to be in Atlanta.
Gunner's baseball
Atlanta.
Thing. I think it's cool that he's playing ball this year. I'm like,
it was
up in the air. We didn't know it was going to happen or not.
It's hard, man. You know, we had a conference call last night, a Zoom call, whatever call, and it's tough because you got NCAA. They've extended what's called the dead period, and what that means is they're not going out to any games, they're not visiting players or any of that kind of stuff. So recruiting is getting kind of wonky. So I almost feel like the fall ball is going to be more important than summer ball for recruitment, for college recruiting, because this year and next year is two big years for to kind of make a name or whatever.
And he's going to basically be an exchange student but for baseball.
Yeah, but it's that's getting kind of wonky too, because they're like, you know, families are kind of weird about having someone come into their house. So I might be a little bit of back and forth.
Okay, so wait a minute. I thought that was all locked in.
Yeah, I did too, till yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. So all this stuff changed that. So.
Was the family a baseball family, or is it?
Yeah.
So they have a kid too.
That's on the team.
So they have a kid on the team who's going to be throwing a ball that was touched by your son and the 15 other kids on the team.
Yeah. Well.
And they're worried
25,
about
25, but yeah.
But they're worried about letting him into their home because he might bring cooties in.
Yeah.
You know, the same cooties that are on the ball.
That he's already.
I mean, that's good. Okay. But you're making it worse because the cooties are not on the ball.
No, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Is they're so concerned about this. Again, this goes back to what I was talking about. You got to stop living in fear. At one point, you got to go, you know what? Thank God for Sweden. Thank God Sweden had that law that said you can't lock down a geographical area. You know, that has allowed their people to be the placebo. And we've looked around the world at everybody who's locked down, and you look at them, and the rates are basically identical. So it's changed nothing.
People are just, man, you have something that's invisible, and you can't see it, you know?
I get that.
Because that's what invisible means. people get a little weird, man. And so... But I'm not gonna wear. I don't wear a mask. But I'm also not one of those. I see these videos of these people who are like causing a stink and yelling at people who are at where they work.
On your mask. You're putting me.
Well,
at
no,
risk.
The other one of like, don't wear your mask. You're just gonna get yourself sick because you can't. It's against the law to force me to wear a mask.
I don't care if you wear it or don't, but don't force me to do anything. That's the wonderful thing about America is that our laws are here to protect the individual from the masses, not the other way around. And you have to keep that in mind. That's what we're here for. It's about our individual rights. And if I choose to not, then, respect that. And if you choose to, then, you know, I respect that. That's good. Happy, happy, happy. Everybody's good.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
No.
I will say this. You live in, but
like,
people are
when
not
you
happy.
Go to, there is a restaurant that I went to recently where we were visiting my wife's dad, and the one restaurant, it was weird. They had gloves and no masks. We go to a different restaurant, they have masks and no gloves. I actually like it for the wait staff and the servers and the kitchen and everything to have the masks on. I was like, you know what? I don't want them spitting in my food anyway. That's more what I was talking about. Like when people talking and they're like, you don't realize how much you spit when you talk. And I'm like, I don't want them talking in the kitchen, spitting on my chicken.
Some is just being a general germaphobe.
That's what builds your immunity up.
That's right.
That is true.
So
we're all going to get sicker in the future because we're all hiding from everything.
Not you, because you ain't wearing no mask.
I went to the dentist. Like, you know, you go to see
the
hygienist
puts
gloves on, and then now she had, for a while, she'd been wearing the face mask. I think they changed that a while back.
Are they doing the plastic shield?
Oh, man, she had a gown over her scrubs that they changed between patients, and she had face mask, glasses, eye goggles, face mask over
the main shield.
Shield over it, and she had her hair pulled into this, like, thing, so it was all up. I'm like...
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. All right. But I'm telling you, that's probably never going to go away. That'll for the rest of our lives. That's how that'll be. Because when do you ease that restriction?
When people start getting sick from the masks.
Yeah.
Because that'll come out. People will be like, oh, you're wearing the same mask over and over. And yeah,
wearing the mask all day.
You're just getting yourself sick again.
Breathing in
bacteria. I saw that some people were getting sick from the ventilators.
Oh, that's a whole.
That's a whole different thing. It's like, wait, what? I mean, that's...
Listen, let's get over this. We're fine, okay? We need to get to the point where we kind of get back to where we were, you know, 5 months ago when you're just living life. We were fine. This thing was a freak thing that went out and it spread, okay? We'll always have these. We've had them every, 4 or 5 years? Swine flu, H1N1. You have all these different things that happen. But for some reason, this one... this is not nearly as deadly as the H1N1.
No, but more people have it.
And so
a lot more people.
But this is way more deadly. The other one was.
Yeah.
But anyway, so.
You know what's the worst one is Ebola. Ebola's nasty.
Yeah, but it's hard to get.
It's very hard to get. You know why? Because the people don't spread it as fast because they die. I mean, because they're bleeding out of their eyes.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
it's messed up. It's fast. So the good news about Ebola is that, you know, if it's in a pocket, that pocket usually passes away before they can give it to everybody.
But I don't think we're going to be this forever. I don't know.
I hope not.
I think people, we're going to do this for a hot mess and then be like, okay.
I still think that maybe after the election it kind of goes away too. Yeah, I think there's a little bit of that in there too. And I'm not picking a side. I'm just saying I think there's a lot of, and it may both sides benefit from a little bit of fear because fear can get people to go to the polls.
See what he did? He just went political.
I didn't go political.
Yeah, he did a
little
bit. I
said both sides.
Yeah, but you didn't mean it.
You don't know what I mean.
You don't know what's in my heart.
You don't know what I mean.
Can I pet that dog?
Okay.
So great. I love that kid.
All right.
He would get annoying after a while, but he's great for a little bit.
Yeah. Like all kids, basically, is what you're saying.
Like all people.
Hey, guys, thank you again. Sorry this is going to be a short podcast, but for those of you who are listening on you know, your phone or your whatever, any podcast app, we do have the bonus interviews, Brothers Osborne and Runaway June, for you to listen to as soon as we're done with the outro theme. Big D's got a video to edit, so
this was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
Brothers Osborne are John and TJ Osborne. They're brothers. Yep. That's why they call it Brothers Osborne.
What?
Yeah.
They're brothers?
That's right. What's up, guys?
What's
up? Gentlemanses, where are y'all right now? Y'all in studio? Are you at home?
We've never actually social distanced from each other. The four of us. I know, Big D, myself, mm-hmm. Bubba, Patrick, and Carson, we've come in every single day because we're essential. In the broadcasting world, so yeah, we stayed a team and never shut it down. So it's great. I mean, you know,
I've always thought that you were essential. It didn't take a pandemic for me to realize that.
No, that's the way I felt about you guys. Oh, by the way, I would like to give you all a big shout out for the family, which is kind of like your fan club thing.
Yeah.
Y'all now have all my information because I watched the live stream the other night, which was awesome.
Thanks for watching.
Yeah, I just for other people who don't know, it's kind of like your fan club, mailing list, whatever you want to call it, that they can do.
mailing list.
Well, I mean, no, but seriously, like now I'm going to get mail saying Brothers Osborne have new swag for sale. Go check it out in the store. Click this button, which is brilliant for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
It's brilliant. And I was just going to say the live stream was awesome. You guys, I know we talked about it way back when we first met. Y'all are like the country's ZZ Top, and I know y'all, like one time, y'all played LaGrange in the studio when we first met.
I remember that.
And it was mind-blowing.
So good.
Oh, thanks, man.
By the way, hey, I meant to tell you guys, I was looking up your old Deuce and a Quarter band that you do with your dad.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And you know that name's, it's been taken, right?
What?
There's a group called Deuce and a Quarter. It's like a jazz band.
Really? Well, we probably have a better lawyer than they have, so good luck, boys. No, I'm kidding. I think that's awesome.
How long did you guys do that with your dad?
We did it for years. I mean, we'd go around and play some of the local bars in our hometown. Actually, it's where we shot our music video for Rum. We're in those bars. And we'd play just random stuff. Functions around town, and the first time I played in Nashville was with our dad and John and I. We played down at Robert's Western World, and we played there for God, I think we did like one of those four hour shifts, and it was really cool. It was the first time we cut our teeth on performing, and got a little taste of the limelight.
So, were you guys ever going to be a family band, like a serious family band, or was it always the plan to use your dad to get you in?
Brothers Osborne.
Well, that's what I was going to say. But you know what I mean. Like, was it ever like was
there ever? Family. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, was there ever a point where you guys were going to stay a trio?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think our dad just enjoyed playing, and he was just happy to be playing with some shows with us. And I don't think that was ever a thing that ever crossed our minds. We were just playing music, right? It wasn't like a, all we could think about was this Saturday we get to play at the local bar, and that's the coolest thing ever. So it wasn't this grand plan. It was just getting to play music with family.
Did you have to have your dad as part of the band to be able to play in the bar when y'all were younger?
Yeah, because we weren't old enough to go to it. You know, what's funny, though? My dad would be like, okay, we have to go down to the bar. We have to play four-hour shifts. And here's the thing. I learned this down on Broadway. You can't take breaks, because if you take breaks, then people will leave. So we have to play 4 hours straight. And we'd be like, all right, Dad, let's play 4 hours straight. And we'll learn all these songs. My dad will have a song book or whatever. And we get about an hour into the show and be like, all right, take it away, boys. And then he would just go to the bar and start drinking, and we'd have to play the other half of the show.
But you know what? That's how you earn your stripes.
Just you guys have such a fun sound, and I think that when people are, trying to escape all this stuff that's going on, that the COVID-19 definitely have music on their top of their mind to be one of those getaways. And Brothers Osborne should be top of your list for your top of your list music.
Thank you. It's, music is for everyone. You know, music is escapism. You know, in the same way that all art is, it kind of transcends where you're at, and it takes you to a place. And you know, hopefully that it does that for some people. You know, a lot of us are just stuck in one place. Some of us get to, not all of us are essential, like Big D and Bubba.
All right.
But, so some of us have to just kind of chill in our places and just ride this thing out. And music takes us on a little journey in our hearts. And hopefully it does that for some people. We're just trying to give everyone a little hope and put a little pep in the step.
Was this song moved up, as the single for this because of the mood of the song? Or was this the plan all along?
We had a couple songs that we thought would work as a good opening single, and this one just kind of kept circling back around. And it sometimes it's weird. It seems like with the obvious choices, always ends up being the thing we don't like to do. But this time, it just seemed like it was the right thing, especially with everything going on. It's just a lighthearted song. It truly is just about having a good time. And so we thought it was just kind of one of the things that we're right now. I just feel like people just don't want to really think a whole lot. They just want a kind of a good release, and we thought the song was perfect for that. Yeah,
John, have you gotten a haircut through all this?
No, I mean, I haven't trimmed my hair. I haven't actually. You know, I did trim my beard a little bit because we have to do all this Zoom and FaceTime and video conferencing. I'm like, I have to actually look somewhat. I mean, I don't look super presentable to begin with. Expectations at a minimum, but I'm like, man, I look really homeless now.
Yeah,
it's kind of ironic, isn't it? I've spent so much time in a home that I now look homeless. Well, kind of backwards, but no, I'm trying. You know, sometimes you gotta keep it tidy if you can.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, it's funny. Bubba had his daughter cut his hair. The back of it, at least. We had to shoot some kind of TV something.
Basically, everything that wasn't under a hat had to be cut and trimmed to look good for the TV commercial.
And it was like, guys, when you get there and you're like, hey, it looks good on the monitor. It looks fine. Let's shoot this. And then, he takes his hat off, and it looks like a disaster.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, my God, we're just being held together by makeup and duct tape.
Well, a lot of people are cutting their own hair. I mean, TJ cuts his own hair. I know a lot of people are like, screw it, I'll just cut my own hair. So I'm kind of worried for all these salons opening back up when people start realizing I could just do it myself.
Yeah, no, I think everybody is ready to have somebody else do their hair for them and cut it. And it doesn't matter if you have a Flowbee or not. It's not the same.
We used to have a Flowbee, man.
I had a Flowbee now. I'd fix this.
What?
A Flowbee. It's a little attachment that you hook up to a vacuum cleaner. And what it does is, as you're cutting it, it's like a trimmer, and you have different attachments for lengths, and then it would suck all the hair up so it wouldn't make a mess.
Someone told me about this the other day. It's so strange that you. Because that reminded me, I know this is such a crazy tangent, but remember Wayne's World? One of their sponsors for their radio show was it was basically that, the vacuum that would suck your hair into it and cut it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically the same thing. It's the Flowbee. Listen, man, we grew up poor. You know, we didn't have.
They still make them, they still sell them, and they are sold out on Amazon.
Yeah,
really?
Oh, yeah, you can't get them. Yeah. Can't get them. I tried.
Yeah, my mom used to have
no
that thing.
Way.
Yeah, my mom used to have the thing. It was like a really wide comb, but it had a blade in it. So she would just kind of run it through my hair, and it would just like a comb, but it's cutting my hair. And that's how I got my haircuts.
Mom haircuts were the worst, man.
Dude, they're...
Our mom was a hairdresser, and it still somehow just never turned out right.
Your mom was a hairdresser, and you still got bad haircuts? That's when you know it's wrong.
Well, I think that's... We were her guinea pig, you know? So it was like, we had like bowl cuts. Like a bowl cut has never been good. I mean, if you're like Ringo Starr in his 20s, that's it. That's the only reason you should have a bowl cut. But, you know, it was desperate.
Well, we're glad you guys are doing well, man. It sounds like everyone's safe and happy, and we hope that we'll get to see you guys in here soon.
And, TJ, you still have the truck, right?
I do.
The old Dodge?
I do. It's still sitting there. It's like it's over in Soundcheck parking lot. It's
okay.
Like,
all right. I just – I always – it's like my thing. I'm like, please don't get rid of that.
I know. We can't. It's like a family heirloom that – when you inherit it, it just does nothing but cost you lots of money to keep it running.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks, dude. Good to see you, boys.
See you,
everybody.
Guys.
Check out
later.
All Night Brothers Osborne.
Yeah.
Runaway June is joining us. It's Naomi, Jennifer, and the newest member, Natalie Stovall. Hey, girls. How are you?
Hey.
Yeah,
sounds so good. Yeah, it says music to the ears.
So disappointed, though, the fact that if you're going to add a new member, I thought it was going to be us, and was hoping...
No, there was a short list, and you guys were on it, but, you know, Natalie's just so dang cute.
Yeah. Are you saying we're not so dang cute?
Excuse
I think
me.
That's
I mean,
what
I
heard. The hair. The hair comparison is, you know, is a deciding factor.
I play kazoo.
Didgeridoo?
I do, actually. I do. I spent lots of time in Australia, and I mastered the didgeridoo.
For those who don't know, you know, Hannah steps away. She's going to go off and do some other stuff on her own, and so we wish her the very best, and congratulations, Natalie. You've been doing this for a long time.
That was quick, by the way.
To join in.
That was quick.
What?
The whole turnaround. No, I'm saying.
On Instagram, not in real life.
The Instagram version of life is never the truth.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about this because as the fans, I mean, obviously there's people going, there's reasons you don't just put somebody else new in that fast. So this has behind the scenes been going on for a while?
Yeah, it has. You know, Hannah has felt really disconnected and homesick for a long time on the road. And you know, this life is tough. The road is hard. It takes you from your family, and it's a lot of sacrifice. And Hannah got married last year, and she's been feeling this way for a while. And then when all of this craziness started happening in the world, I think, you know, Hannah's not alone in the fact that a lot of people have reevaluated and trying to figure out what's really important. And, you know, for a lot of people, it's felt like the end of the world. And they're like, you know, I'm going to quit my job and live on the beach, or I'm going to, you know, they're just making life changes. So when Hannah told Jen and I that this was what she needed to do, you know, we were really understanding, and it was really difficult for us too. But we support her, and we support that. And people have to do what they've got to do, what's best for them. And in the process of that, you know, we had to decide, okay, what does Runaway June look like? You know, and it was weird. You know, even in that time, at the time, at the beginning of this, like, we were like, what is going to happen? Are we ever going to tour again? And, you know, what does this look like? But we had to keep hope. We're dreamers. And we were like, no, Runaway June's going to continue. It's probably going to look different, but what's that going to look like? And you know, that third harmony, that three pieces of harmony and three people on stage and three people on the road, it was just not something that was easy to give up. And
so there was never a thought to do kind of like Sugarland and just go from a trio to a duo. It was always going to be a trio.
Yeah. No, we thought about it. We were trying to keep open, you know, we were like keeping our minds open to what God had planned for us, but it was like, Natalie was brought up in conversation, and we were like, oh, my God. That's it. It's brilliant.
We actually said, we really did decide. We were like, we're either going to be a duo or it's going to be Natalie. Like, it's Natalie or Beth.
No, that's going to make you feel
we're
good.
We're so thankful she said yes. Yeah. It really does. I mean, that's such an incredible compliment. And, you know, anytime
you have something like this that you've been working on, your heart and soul, your whole life is dedicated to it, to give that up to somebody is, I know what that means. That's crazy. I can't imagine. And so for them to offer that to me was just incredible.
I think it's cool, too. Now, whenever like they introduce the band, it'll be like, you know, give it up for Runaway June. And then they have a little slug line, now with Natalie.
Will they?
I think so. You know, it's like, you know, it's based on a true story. Now with Natalie.
And then cue the fiddle.
Fiddle solo is all we're going to do. Spinning that bow around.
Runaway June.
Everyone's going to be like, oh, got it.
Now, when do we think the touring is going to kick back up in August, or are we still just kind of like, hey, let's see what happens goes, you know?
I mean, I think we all are seeing that it's state by state. Everyone's being really watchful, but everyone really wants to go back to as normal as possible, as soon as possible. So we've got an eye on it. We haven't gotten a cancel yet, but I think, you know, we can see in L.A., they've got a stay-at-home order for 3 more months. So I think if we do go back on tour, it's going to look a little different than it did starting off.
Right.
But as of right now, it's still on. You know, these rednecks over here, they're like, we're going out.
That's right. That's right.
You know, so lucky for us, we're like, okay.
So when are the three of you going to get together and start actually playing together more? Because I would think, you know, Naomi and Jennifer getting on stage as Runaway June it's natural because it's what you've been doing for the last 5 years. But Natalie's got to find her place in the puzzle.
Oh, well, Natalie's
done
her time.
I don't think there will be
stage.
A problem with that.
She's put her time in on stage. This girl is.
No, but I mean on stage with you guys as a trio instead of just as Natalie.
Well, we're really excited to get to that point, but yeah, it's weird. I mean, that's been the most challenging part of making such a crazy, awesome life change, is that it's been such an exciting time, but we haven't been able to celebrate together, you know? It's so awkward.
Oh my gosh. But, this is like puberty for a band. Their voice is changing.
The awkward tension is real. Well, hopefully we can start doing that thing. Actually, Jen, I think, is the safest person to be around right now.
So yeah, I can be our little bridge for rehearsals. I can stand in between us.
Well, we can't wait to get you guys back out on the road and back in the studio with Natalie and do this officially in person. Runaway June, the album Blue Roses, of course, is out head over heels. Girls, thanks so much. And, hey, congrats, Natalie. So pumped for you.
Thank you.
Hey, pumped for you all.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.